You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday and we all know what Fridays mean at this time of year. It means we've got evening racing on the poly track at Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert and Dundalk's biggest fan, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Hello, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I am indeed.
Looking forward to another Friday evening in Dundalk?
As always, yeah. It brightens up the Friday, doesn't it? If you've got nothing else to do on the evening, your missus sort of he's out with a mate or something like that, then settle down in front of Dundalk. Only seven races tonight as well.
Yeah, which makes a change. But you've just painted a lovely picture there, Andy. Your missus is all dressed up, going out partying with her friends, and you're sitting in with your speed figures.
So yeah, go on, have a night out, have a drink on me.
Good stuff. We were just talking off air, Andy, and you think it's a bit of a tricky card tonight?
I do, yeah. I'm not beating about the bush here. I think this is the hardest card I've done so far at the Dundalk Festival. Other than the 7 o'clock, which is basically a two-runner race, you can give so many chances in the others. It's difficult to come down on the actual sort of right one, so I've been sort of going up and down and trying to find perhaps two against the field in most races. Is that difficult?
I suppose the positive is if the races are so competitive, you might get an okay price about something that you fancy. So.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and that's why I'm trying to find perhaps maybe one or two against the field. You know, you can perm a few up and stick a few in some each-way doubles and trebles, or I think if you've got a couple of chances, you've got, you know, obviously better prospects.
The 6 o'clock is the first race this evening. We start here with an Irish Stalling Farms EBF Maiden. It's over 5 furlongs, and Pay the Price is the 9-4 favourite at the time of recording this. 100-30 for Le Fleur de Force. Bottle of Smoke is 7-2, 7-1 for Sweetie Jar, 12-1 for Early Sunshine and In the Air, and then 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. The market probably showing that there's not too much activity as well, because most things are on the slide this morning, Andy.
Yeah, again, this is indicative of how sort of tricky the card is tonight. We've got short price favourite, relatively speaking, in the shape of Pay the Price, who is dropping back from 7 furlongs to 5 furlongs. She's also drawn badly in stall 11. So albeit she ran quite well here the last day, she doesn't make that much of an appeal to me at 9-4. You've got Bottle of Smoke, who's had just the two runs, got absolutely slaughtered last time out at Nace on the turf. Obviously from a very, very powerful stable here at Dundalk, but very difficult to recommend her at a price. So looking at this, what I'm left with, I'll probably have two against the field here. The solid one looks to be La Fleur de Force, who has yet to step foot here at Dundalk, but hopefully she'll handle the surface, because if she does, then for me she's got some of the best form coming into this particular contest. She was a good fourth behind David Watchman's No 2 starts ago at Navan, and then she ran really well behind the aforementioned Pay the Price at Nace last time out. But I certainly marked her up on that occasion because she was drawn particularly badly considering the way the race developed. Most of the runners came up the centre of the track, which is often the case on soft ground at that time of year at that particular track. So to row her own boat all on the far side in stall one, I thought she did really well. I certainly think she's got a good chance of getting the better, and if not turning the form around with Pay the Price. And the other one to mention at a price as well is Early Sunshine, Andrew Oliver's filly, who showed bright speed on both her two starts to date. First of all, over 7 furlongs here when she didn't stay. They dropped her back to 5 the last day, and she only just got tired in the latter stages when she met the rising ground at Navan. But that was a good race. She comes out really well on my speed figures. I think that winner of that race, Burning Bullet, is a very smart horse trained by the Bolger camp, and the second and third are useful as well. So she's the sneaky one for me at 12-1. So, like I say, I think I'll upgrade La Fleur de Force's run last time out. She'd been the number one choice, but I wouldn't totally disregard Early Sunshine either.
OK, on to the second race next, then, the 6:30. This one is a handicap over 5 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. 5-1 the field this morning as well. Suburban Sky at the head of the market. Times in Anatevka is 13-2 from 8-1. 7-1 for Bought for a Song. Cat Will Do is also 7s. 8s for The Art of Racing. 2 more at 8-1 as well. Dan's Gift and Little Sweetheart. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. So 5-1 field, Andy, shows how open the race is. Money for Times in Anatevka this morning. What do you make of the 6:30?
Yeah, I agree with the market here. Thought 5-6-1 the field. You know, you can give 6 or 7 a chance here. This is the most difficult race on the card, looking at the betting. And 5 furlong sprint handicaps are often tricky to work out at the best of times. Suburban Sky, she's a fairly useful in this kind of grey, but she hardly wins. Cat Will Do, similar comments apply to her, although she wasn't good for him early on in the season. Bought for a Song would have been a more popular choice, but he's drawn stall 13. I don't particularly like Dan's Gift. He never wins either. So I'm looking at a game two against the field here, using my process of an elimination strategy. Times and Anatevka has to be one of them. Of course, won this race last year. Comes from an informed stable, is doing really well both sides of the Irish Sea, and often runs its best races here at Dundalk, as we well know. Not badly drawn right in the middle, and hasn't been in good form in the summer months. That is often the case with this mare. She often saves her best form when she comes here in the winter. She's certainly well handicapped on the pick of her form. I could see her going well. And the other one to mention is Little Sweetheart as well. Drawn in stall one, that should suit her run style because she's a real powerful front runner. That gives her a good chance to execute front running tactics. If she hits the lids from the inside, she could get a nice little advantage turning into the home straight. And she's quite a good, a strong stayer as well. She didn't handle the ground the last day at the Cork, and it was only the hill that claimed her at Navan two starts ago. So I could see her running okay as well. So two against the field, Little Sweetheart, drawn in stall one, hopefully might lead, and at times in Anatevka, the other one to mention as well.
Couple against field then, Franny, in the 6:30. The 7 o'clock is race 3 on the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. You mentioned you think it's probably between two of them, Andy. The market also agrees. James E is 11-8, 7-4 for Togerville, so it looks a match between those two. 15-2 for Rapid Applause, and on the slide from 9-2. My Good Brother is 9-1 from 12s, though, so a bit of interest there. And 14-1 are bigger prices for the other two. You've got some real Dundalk specialists in there, Andy, none more so than Togerville. You've got good old James E in the lineup as well. And what do you make of the 7 o'clock?
Yeah, it's difficult to split these two. I'm a massive, massive fan of Togerville. I just absolutely love the horse to bits. He just tries so hard. He's flexible from 5 furlongs all the way up to a mile. He always runs his race. His speed figures are absolutely sensational. He hardly ever runs below 90 on my numbers. And he's done so in his last two runs. But unfortunately, he's been up against James E on both of those two occasions. And On each run, David Marnane's charges just had the better of him. They were literally side by side as they turned into the home straight in the strongest run race I've got so far this winter at Dundalk. That was a listed race won by Take Cover. And James, he just slightly was quicker down the lane than Togerville. And that was the case when they met here on the 2nd of October, where James, he just burrowed his way through to beat Georgios Pakadis's charge once again. So, albeit I do love Togerville, and it wouldn't surprise me if he won, I've got to go with James here just because he has got the better of the grey on his last two runs. But as the market suggests, it's going to be a tough call between the two, 11-8, 7-4. It'll be an absolute miracle if either one of these two don't win. But with a heavy heart, I'm going to have to go against Togerville and go with James here.
James of the selection then, Frandy. In the 7 o'clock, the 7:30 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. This one's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. 4-1 the field in this race this morning. Doc Holliday at the top of the market. Badger Daily is 5-1 with National Service. Miss Temple 11-2, 15-2 from 10s for My Princess Emma. Hard Times is 11s and 12s or bigger for the others. Again, Andy, another open race. So who would you recommend in there?
I'll go with Miss Temple here each way. Again, on a basis of ruling out other horses that I can't really trust. Doc Holliday is useful, but he finds winning difficult. Badger Daly was really impressive at Garin the last day, but he does run that track particularly well. He got a solo in front, and he's coming back to Dundalk, which he hasn't run on for quite a while. National Service, I've just given up with him. He's got loads of ability, and he should have won several races by now, but slow beginnings or just a propensity to find trouble is very much his Achilles heel. So, as I said, I'm left with Miss Temple. She's yet to win a race, but she did run well here the last day over a very strongly run 6 furlongs, which suited the winner, Hatton's Cross. I tipped the winner that day, and if it wasn't for such a strong pace, I don't think he would have won. Miss Temple kept on quite well down the middle of the track. I think stepping up to 7 furlongs will definitely suit her. She's got form here over a mile, so that'll obviously help. Tom Madden takes 5 off, and she's not badly drawn. So there's every chance that Gavin Cromwell's charge could get off the mark tonight, but at the very least, hopefully she'll finish in the frame, and that makes her a decent each-way bet at 11-2.
Decent each way bet for Andy then in the 7:30. The 8 o'clock is race 5 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-75. The market headed this morning by Iwell XL, who's just on the slide slightly from 7-2. 9-2 from Not a Bad Old Day. 5-1 from 13-2 for Settle for Red. Iron Major 6-1 with No Way Jack. Political Policy 9s into 13-2 and 10s or bigger for the others. So a few of their interesting moves, Andy. Settle for Red and Political Policy in particular. What do you make of the 8 o'clock?
Yeah, again, another difficult betting race, but I've got to come up with a selection. And it'd probably be a spin of the coin between I Will Excel and Iron Major. Of course, these two met here on the 28th of October, and it was Michael Callaghan's Charge that came out on top over Iron Major. But it was a funny old race that. They rather got spread out in the early stages, that six-runner field, and it very much suited the winner, Splash Top, who was handily placed throughout. But I Will Excel ran all the way to the line quite well in that claimer, getting the better of Iron Major. And considering there was a stone between them, he was trying to give Edward Lynham's Charge. And considering they're almost on level weights here tonight, there's a good chance that Michael O'Callaghan's Charge will come out on top yet again. Others to mention in the race, obviously, Not a Bad Old Day. Hasn't run since winning at Sligo back in May. Whether he's good enough to overcome that layoff or he stays the mile trip is obviously open to question. Settle for Red, well, he's a bit of an enigma. He ran an amazing race here two starts ago when he was very, very slowly away. He must have given the field at least 10 lengths, but he finished astonishingly well to finish third. And he ran quite well on the turf the other day down in Navan. So he's a player, if he could just come out the stalls. And he took into the mix the likes of No Way Jack and Political Policy, who are useful on their day. This is a real nasty one, but I'll go with I Will Excel. He's nicely drawn, he runs the track really well, and he's quite well in at the weight. So he's the each-way vote.
I Will Excel for Andy then in the 8 o'clock. The 8.30 is the penultimate race at Dundalk this evening. This one is a handicap over a mile and a half for three-year-olds and older. The market headed by Captain Carlton, who's been well-backed as well, 7-1 into 9-2 at the time of recording this. Poteen is 11-2, 13-2 for Eye of the Tiger. Magenta, 12-1 into 15-2. 8-1 for Moonmeister, 10s for Catchy Lass. Steps to Freedom, 12-1 with Culinary Royal, and 14s are bigger for the others. Who'd you like in the penultimate race, Andy?
Yeah, guys. This is a theme of the night. I mean, 5-6-1 the field. You know, it wouldn't surprise you if the outside of the lot won. It's that difficult. I'll probably go with Eye of the Tiger here, just out of pure loyalty, more than anything else. He does run this track particularly strongly, and his form figures really stack up. He's hardly ever out the front. The only poor run on his dance card was when, unfortunately, Caroline Murter rode this horse, and she's on again tonight, which could be a bit of a curse, but she rode it far too aggressively about four or five starts ago here at Dundalk and basically got the horse beat. Ross Coakley was seen to much better effect on this horse last time out, holding it up. Now, in saying that, he probably just over-egged the pudding a little bit because he gave Johnny Murta's 10-year-old a little bit too much to do in the face of Lake Champagne, the very much improving three-year-old, getting first run on him. Back in third was Eric the Grey, who's obviously been in good form prior to that and subsequently. So I think that form is just about good enough to hold up here. And he's always a nice horse to back each way in a race like this because you know what you're going to get with him. So 13-2, top price, William Hill this morning. He's the each way choice.
The Tiger selection for Andy then in the 8.30, and the final race this evening is the 9 o'clock. We finish with the Big Bad Bob Maiden, which is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. The market headed this morning by Milana, who's 11-4 from 3-1. 4-1 for Eagle Valley. Ice Kingdom is 6s, 13-2 for Avizair. Automated is 15-2, but that one is a reserve, so keep an eye on that. 9-1 are bigger prices for the others. One at big price as well, which is always interesting, maidens, is Lady Fandango, 25-1 into 14-1 at the time of recording this. But who do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
I'm a massive fan of this filly trained by James Barrett, Milena, who's been very much punching above her weight in the last two or three starts. Her speed figures on the turf have been really, really good, and that second behind Aviante has been well advertised by the second and by the third and the fourth. And the race that she finished second to Synopsis in the other day at the Curra has been franked by Vintage Time and Chinese Light, both winning subsequently. The time figures have been excellent in both of those two runs. And even though she got beat here, or well beat here the other day in a listed race, it just shows you that Connection thought that much of her to run her in the race in the first place. But she didn't disgrace herself either. Although she only beat one home, Chris Haynes rather give her a great deal to do against some good horses rated in the hundreds. But she didn't keep on well down the straight, and she wasn't that far behind horses who've been running in group company. So although she's only rated 76, I do think she's up to winning a main. In fact, I think that he's dropped a clanger here, the train. He should be running her in handicaps because she'd be an absolute certainty off this 76 mark. I think she's much better than her official rating. But that said, there were one or two nice promising types in this race as well. I thought Interfada from the Michael O'Callaghan stable ran really well on debut at Cork, doing its best work at the end. Definitely worth keeping an eye on that horse. Valentia, who ran well for William McCreary, ran okay. Ike Catchingly at Garen behind Crocodile Rock. I think she'll improve. And also that money for Lady Fandango is very interesting as well. This morning you mentioned, Mark, a horse that caught the eye at Navan the other day. Only finishing 10th of 15, but doesn't really tell the whole story. It was very slowly away, made a huge manoeuvre coming down the hill to actually almost lead at the furlong pole, but then got very, very tired with that massive exertion that she expended in that part of the race. Only to, like I say, not quite get up the hill in the latter stages. I think she's much better than that finishing position suggests. I could see why punters are trying to get involved with her at 20-1 upwards. So a real trappy race to end with, a good race as well, but I've got to stick with Milano. I think she's a really nice filly, and hopefully tonight she'll get her day.
Milano for Andy then in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yeah, as I said at the start of the piece, a really tricky card here tonight, Dundalk. We won't have that many opinions and that many bets lined up my sleeve, but hopefully one or two of these choices will run okay for you if you're looking to play. In the first race, I whittled it down to two, La Fleur de Force and Early Sunshine. Similar comments applied to the 6:30 with Whittle Sweetheart and Times in Anna Tefka doing duty for me there. The 7 o'clock's a good race between James and Togerville, the old rivals, with James getting the choice. Miss Temple each way is the choice in the 7:30. My two against the field in the 8 o'clock would be the two that clashed here the last time, I Will Excel and I Major, with the former getting the vote. I have the target each way choice in the 8:30. And a really good maiden to end the card with. Hopefully Milena will finally get ahead in front today. She certainly deserves to.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Will do. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.